This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria is off, recovering from her Thanksgiving weekends. All right, no big deal. She'll be back in the saddle again. I love that old song. Kara Schillen is down in the studio, the main studio. By the way, I didn't tell you this, Kara. Good news. I'm going to be in the studio with you in Washington on December 18th. Ooh. Won't you be excited about that? Wow. I haven't done that for. I don't think I've ever been in the studio there with you, have I? I don't think I ever have.
No, you haven't.
I have.
No. I know. Yes. You've been in the studio with Kara, you've been in the studio with me.
Both, actually. Take that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right. So, Jennifer, you have some standards to discuss. I think there are several items that are worthy of our consideration. Why don't you start with standards for flying, standards for planes, standards for the travel industry? What standards do we need to focus on?
I mean, travel is on people's minds during the holiday.
Sure.
Thanksgiving holidays, the records broken for the amount of people going in and out of airports throughout the country. And, of course, that's going to pick up with a pretty strong economy through Christmas. So the question is, are the airlines trying to kill us? I mean, is that the... I think Boeing, really, we could have a debate about that.
Yeah, we could have a debate about that, right.
That's so apparently there's a center in Oklahoma City where researchers from the Federal Aviation Administration are running a series of drills that could affect the comfort and safety of millions of airplane passengers. More than 700 residents of Oklahoma City have been recruited to help determine whether the space between airplane seats or the size of the seat affects their ability to evacuate an aircraft. Apparently, it takes a few minutes to wedge yourself out of an airplane seat before you can throw yourself out the safety exit. The drills mark the first time the FAA has ever examined whether the trend towards smaller seats and less personal space on today's planes actually pose safety risks to those aboard in the event of emergency. Now, this makes me a little unnerved, and I'll tell you why. If the pattern has been that planes are making the seats smaller and the legroom smaller.
Well, the airlines decide. They'll tell the plane manufacturer what they want, how many rows of seats, what size seats. That's up to the airline. It's not up to the plane manufacturer.
But shouldn't the FAA have already checked to make sure that's safe before these planes are up in the air flying? Why is it?
Yeah, they're not checking the planes before, you know, as they're being built, so why worry about the seats?
What the heck? Like, now you're going to say, oh, wow, everybody's kind of wedged in like sardines. Maybe we better see if this is safe in case of a fireball moving its way through the cabin. Give me a break. Why are they only getting to this now?
Well, because there's no leadership.
Consumer advocates and law. I mean, but what are they there for? I guess is the question. If the FAA is there to keep us safe, wouldn't this be like making sure every plane that is doled out is going to be safe for consumers?
Yeah.
So consumer advocates and lawmakers are worried that the results of the tests are flawed because the people the agency recruited don't reflect the demographics of today's flying public. Apparently, they must all be thin people. The FAA said the pool of volunteers includes adults between 18 and 60. Lawmakers and consumer advocates note that there were no children, no travelers with disabilities. The pool doesn't include animals, which are now a growing presence on today's airplane. And so the Representative Steve Cohen, who's a Democrat from Tennessee, said we've got to get a representative sample of what a real plane looks like. And so they're questioning whether or not the results will actually stand if the FAA deems them to be safe without actually having a full mix of the demographic using air travel today.
Standards. We need standards. We need lots and lots of standards. Here's another one. The government getting into the CBD Act. CBD, remember when it first came on the market? It was marketed as a cure-all for all kinds of things, and I have found that it works. The CBD oil, it certainly is a great painkiller. I'll testify to that, and so will 100 or 1,000 of the people who listen to this program, but the market has expanded, number of distributors peddling dangerous products. So this is the FDA's turn to issue an emergency warning urging consumers to use caution when they're buying CBD products. Okay, so let's find what the harm is first here. They say we are concerned that some people wrongly think that the myriad of CBD products on the market, mainly of which are illegal, have been evaluated by the FDA. The FDA hasn't evaluated any supplements. And how many people have you known that have died of taking supplements versus overdoses of drugs? Please tell me, find one example of somebody someplace who has died. It may have negative impact, upset your stomach or whatever, but please find an example of somebody, one person, who's died because they overdosed on some kind of a supplement versus the drug overdoses and the people who have died by the thousands, if not tens of thousands every year. So this is misappropriated focus. Are all the CBD products that are on the market good? Nah, they aren't. But is CBD oil, are things from hemp growth good and good for us? We've only tapped 1/1,000th, according to people that I have worked with, and where, and I set this up. Listen, I've become an expert on this stuff because on my farm we're going to set up a hemp processing facility, and we were ready to do that before the state of Massachusetts said, "Oh, wait a minute, we better not allow these products to be made or grown in Massachusetts." They didn't say you couldn't sell them. You can buy CBD products from outside of the state online. You can buy them at gas stations. You can buy them in the Whole Foods store. But they can't be manufactured in Massachusetts. Can you figure that one out? I can't. And neither can anybody else who's got any brains. So the prescription drugs that you can get and pay for, I mean, I don't know that it deals with epilepsy. I mean, I don't know what it does. They haven't studied that. There are lots of clinical trials going on. The CBD safety in using it for certain things, I think you got to have some common sense and know where the stuff comes from. This is the buyer beware. The government can't save you from yourself, right? Why is it? I understand the government is supposed to protect us, and that's good. That's what we want for our tax dollars. I don't know that they do it enough. They sure as hell didn't protect us from the opioid problem, did they? And they haven't protected us from a lot of other things because of the influence of big money on their... we just talked about the FAA. Boeing sort of bribed the FAA and said, you know what, you don't have to inspect our new planes. We'll take care of it. And the FAA said, oh, okay. And you see what happened. So just because the FAA or the FDA or whoever is involved that says it's good or bad doesn't mean that it's good or bad. It's nice to have somebody you can count on. When it comes to the FDA, they are the most corrupted of all of the government agencies. And that's a big statement, but it's, in my mind, 100% true. Very corrupted. So the vape thing, I'm with the people who want to ban them. I don't see that there is anything, unless you can really, I guess it's somewhat been proven.
People have quit smoking with them. And the problem is,
yeah.
I don't say ban anything at this point. I don't know. Huh. I don't need the government telling us what's important or not. It's about educating people. And while I think it's unfortunate that... Yeah, that
there have
people
been some
are
deaths in California and Utah.
Yeah, but these are people who are smoking marijuana and making they're doing weird, crazy cartridges that have vitamin E oil in them.
Right. Yeah. Don't do that. Another standard from Utah this time, speaking of Utah, Governor Gary Herbert proposing a rule that would ban conversation therapy if you're a minor in Utah, says it's harmful. Boy, if you don't think the religion is...
Are you talking about conversion therapy, not conversation therapy?
Oh, I am. Excuse me.
Right?
Yes, right. Yep. Ding, 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 ding. Thank you. I would say the same, though, for... It's conversation about conversion, right? I mean, that's really what goes on.
What they try to do is talk them
out of converting.
Hey, you're really not gay. Here's why. Here's what you're going through. This is not, these feelings that you're having are not real, basically.
Uh-huh. Right.
But...
How do you determine that?
How do you say to somebody
also,
that? You don't really feel that way, do you?
How can you go in and tell different religions what's appropriate or not? Because that has a slippery slope. And so I think if there's people. This is such a tough one, I think, as you can tell, because I struggle for the right words here.
Yeah, okay.
But I think with religions who want to go down this road, as much as I don't agree with it as a personal practice, because I don't think it works. I think people are born gay. I don't think there are a lot of people who wake up one day and say, you know what? This sounds like a great idea.
I agree with you, yeah.
But at the same time, if certain religious institutions want to employ some sort of therapy
or talk you out of
tactic.
It?
Yeah, I don't want the government coming in and saying, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, that's a slippery slope for the government determining who we are
and
how we worship.
We should not talk about, we shouldn't talk. This is a proposal to ban conversion therapy. And so that involves, doesn't it, conversation? Doesn't it involve talking about it, and you have to go to somebody?
I don't know all the steps. I mean, it involves you going and you getting therapy based on, it's them saying you're not gay. This God doesn't make gay people. He, you know, the Bible says that a relationship is between a man and a woman. So that's the kind of stuff you're getting. Now, is that right? Is that the most healthy? No, probably not. But at the same time, to have the government insert itself into other people's private religions, I think is just a dangerous precedent.
Right, and it's an unusual step, I would think, in a Mormon state for the governor to say, no, you can't try to keep this person from going down.
A lot of pressure, a lot of focus on conversion therapy these days.
Yeah. All right, well, that's an interesting standard, if you will. The Human Rights Commission says 16 states, Puerto Rico, Colombia, have banned conversion therapy for minors. It's 18 past the hour on the DJV program.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy Mae around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you
you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Isn't it funny how when you listen to certain singers, they sound like Broadway singers? Don't they? Ever notice that, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah.
Some? Yeah. Idina Menzel is one of them.
Quality in their voice.
And my love to keep me warm. Idina and Billy Porter here to get you prepared for the holiday season. The new video, actually, of the song. Shared their video for I Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, which is a cover of the big Christmas standard from Irving Berlin. Quite jazzy. Crank it up a little here, Kara, will you? Nice.
I like it.
I do, too. 24 after, music section this hour of the EJV show. This track comes off of the latest holiday album from Idina Menzel called Christmas, A Season of Love. She teams up with the likes of Billy Porter, Ariana Grande, Josh Gad from Frozen. So is this Porter or Josh?
Porter.
The new album is just one of the many projects that she's been hard at work on. Earlier this month, the long-awaited Frozen 2 premiered with Menzel in the starring role of Elsa. Next month, she'll be hosting her own Christmas special. And next year, she's going to appear in the Sony remake of Cinderella as the evil stepmother to Cinderella. How about that? And Camila Cabello is going to be Cinderella. Do you know that, Kara?
I knew that Camila Cabello was going to be. I didn't know about Cabello, though.
Closely guarded cousin. Next up, after you get your love to keep you warm, there's a focus on Spotify and the new holiday playlist. So if you're trying to freshen up your playlist, who better to help you with than Spotify? They've added 13 new tracks to the holiday collection at Spotify. The freshly recorded versions of some of the beloved classics include the Lumineers covering Darlene Love's version of Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, Adam Lambert singing Please Come Home for Christmas, and Liam Payne channeling Dean Martin for his version of Let It Snow. I have the list of the most popular Christmas tunes so far. Jingle Bell Rock is still on the top of the list. But they're all these, everybody knows what songs are there, right? Frank Sinatra is here. That Mr. Grinch thing. What a horrible thing.
You don't like that one.
Ah! I think it's awful. Awful, awful, awful. I like seeing some of the traditional songs and when they came out. You know, Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad goes back 1970.
Wow. Sounds about right. I mean, it's been around my whole life.
Yep. Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride goes back 1952. The Ray Conniff Christmas tune, 62. Let's see, some of the other ones that have been around. Gene Autry's Here Comes Santa Claus goes back to 1947. These are the top songs, most popular Christmas songs, and how old they are. Run, Rudolph, Run from Chuck Berry, 1958. Happy Holidays, Andy Williams, 1963. Some of these moldy oldies. Bing Crosby, I'll Be Home for Christmas, 1943. 42, White Christmas for Bing Crosby. How about that? Just for your reference. All right. Also, musically speaking, Madonna has canceled all of her tour performances in Boston this weekend because she hurts. The Madam X shows have all been canceled because of her doctor saying you need to rest. She apparently has got lots of aches and pains from falling off the stage and doing lots of wild and crazy things over her career. Anyway, they started, I think, was it last week with her kids and Rosie O'Donnell on the stage? Wasn't that last week, Kara?
Yeah.
You know,
I think
you
it's
heard,
funny it? They're still together, Rosie
friends.
And... Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. Pretty interesting combo of things. So, but apparently she's moving on after Boston. December 3rd, she's supposed to be in the Opera House in Brooklyn, I think, or something. I don't know. But she's not performing.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying the U.S. has reopened talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan, making the announcement during an unannounced visit to that country yesterday, where he also delivered Thanksgiving greetings to U.S. troops and said during the meeting with Afghanistan's leader,
"We'll see if they want to make it. It's going to be a real deal, but we'll see."
The U.S. and Taliban had reportedly been close to a deal last summer, but it collapsed after the Taliban took credit for an attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier, and President Trump pulled the plug on the talks. It's Black Friday in the retail world. Millions of Americans likely out looking for a deal. A new USA Today Ipsos survey finds at least 77% say they will buy something this weekend if they can get a deal, though millennials tend to prefer Cyber Monday rather than braving the Black Friday crowds at the stores. This is USA Radio News.
Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Drama from your mama continues. I don't know if it's drama or not, but there's a lot of stuff going on in all of our lives. This is the DJV show. Good day from Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. How do you do? A lifetime of things. I was just listening to Jennifer talk about somebody running into her car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, excuse me, it's pretty amazing what changes your reality. We've all been involved in accidents and what they do to an otherwise wonderful day. Do you let them get under your skin? If nobody gets hurt, why should you care? Isn't that kind of the bottom line?
Well, so, and that was kind of it. Like, I didn't even think about it. When we were talking about Thanksgiving, I was like, oh, I forgot to even mention that someone hit my car on Thanksgiving. Because yeah. I guess you just get a, you know, I just didn't let it bother me.
Things will happen.
Panic about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
But
no big deal. So, here's something that I find very intriguing. So, always seemingly, we're talking about business. We're talking about the number of people who will buy goods and services because it's good for the economy. How does that continue? How do those numbers keep going up when the birth rate, the number of people, or are they one and the same? Maybe that's the question here. Because the birth rate has fallen in our country for the fourth year in a row. The tally of babies born this past year confirms the birth rate fell again, lowest level in 30 years. So let's see here. 3 million, looking at the chart, Jennifer, 3,791,712 births last year. That's down 2% from the year before. The data also show that women are waiting longer to have children. Birth rates among women in their 20s and early 30s declined, but they have increased slightly among women 35 to 44. Teen birth rate for girls between the ages of 15 and 19 off 7%. Yes, that's good news, except
that's good.
That 150 years ago, that was the average age of babies being born. You know that, right? Before, in the early 19th century, before the Civil War, the average mother's age was between 15 and 19. Now, we think that's a problem. Well, it is. Babies, fewer babies being born via C-section. C-section delivery rate fell 31%. Wow, that's interesting. The C-section birth rate is convenient for the doctors who have a tea time of 10 o'clock. But other than that,
preach. I was a C-section. It had nothing to do
with my children were both C-section. But you do not go through, psychologically, it's been proven time after time after time after time, that going through the birth canal is good for you psychologically later in life. That first drama, that first challenge, drama or trauma, good for you psychologically. So it may be that we've had this epidemic of cesarean sections that were unnecessary, but just handy for the doctor who wanted to go play golf. And frankly, that's been proven to be the case many, many times. So, yeah, let's schedule that for 7 o'clock on Friday, so I can hit the links by 10. That's how it works. All right. So anyway, but the interesting thing is our population keeps going up. Hello, Mexico border wall immigration, and it's not just from the south, not just from Mexico. Lots of Chinese. You know, the Chinese are, I don't know how many, why we don't put two and two together here. The number of Chinese who are trying to get out of China and come to America has never been larger. The number of people coming in on the West Coast to Long Beach, Los Angeles even, up in the northern, in San Francisco, and the, up to Seattle, all of these people trying to get in here, if they come in on the Pacific side, they're not coming from Mexico, they're coming from Asia.
Right.
Lots and lots of Chinese trying to get into this country. And on the East Coast, I don't know, some Eastern Europeans trying to get in here, but it was more Hispanics because they filter up Brazilians. We were having this conversation the other day because Framingham, the town that I live in Massachusetts, has the largest population of Brazilians in one concentrated place outside of Brazil. This is an amazing reality. Why they all come here, nobody seems to know. But there are thousands and thousands and thousands of Brazilians who live here in this community. And there are Somalians who moved to Maine. I mean, you figure, why? What are you going to? Well, in Maine, I know the reason they go to Lewiston is because they somehow or other were getting free all this and this, free this, free that. So the number of our population is going up, but it's immigrants that are moving it. It certainly is not the birth rate, which I find rather interesting. The number of people in our country who are going on for high school graduate? I guess that's postgraduate, right? Isn't that what you refer to?
Yeah.
When you go on to college?
Mm-hmm.
Half of this year's class of Rhodes Scholars are first-generation Americans. Speaking of immigration.
Well, that's about right. I mean, think about the age, just for ages alone, you know, of people who mm-hmm. came here, made good. I mean, my mom would teach people who it was their first time finishing high school. Now those kids are going on to finishing college and beyond.
Yeah, yeah. They go to Oxford in September of next year to study in fields broadly across the social, biological, physical sciences, and humanities. The winners include the first black woman, president of the Harvard Crimson, a brigade commander at West Point, a Fulbright scholar, and the first transgender woman selected for the program. Cecil Rhodes, who graduated from Oxford in 1902, created the scholarship. He's like, you know, interesting to find out who these people are, Rhodes, the Rhodes Scholars, and the Nobel Prizes. You know, these guys were involved in making dynamite. You knew that, right?
I did not.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway, it's very interesting to see.
You're just a plethora of knowledge.
I am. Listen to me, and you'll know what's going on. Wait, one other thing that I want to talk about that's serious, very serious stuff. We've been off on this a couple of times this week, but I think it's worth repeating the business about, especially because we're traveling so much. If you plug your whatever iPhone, iPad, whatever your device is, into a power station at an airport, you're out of your mind.
Starbucks or in any place.
Yeah.
They're getting all your info.
Right. They are. So
if they
why
want
is it. Yeah. Why would people want some of this stuff? I don't know.
Well,
why
a lot of it is personal information and credit cards. People store their credit cards on now. I mean, it's a lot.
Not me. I don't do any of that stuff online. I make people do it on the phone. But I think the thing about getting scammed here, what I'm trying to figure out is how they change the port, because they physically have to pull the port out of the wall and put their own port in order to hack you.
Yeah.
That's the physical side of it. I wonder how they do that without somebody noticing. Right? How do you do that?
Well, I think they just can download it through the port if they stick it in. Like, you can get... I mean, I don't know, Kara, isn't that right?
ask the young kid.
I don't know how it works, but I don't think they have to pull the outlet out of the wall.
No, I think they can just stick their own device in.
Yeah, when you think of, like, I don't know, a gas station or something, where obviously they can put something on, you know, to scan
so
your
they
car.
So they put into the plug, they can plug into some... Into any plug, and then they can.
I don't know, but it's not a normal outlet. It's just a USB outlet. So you don't want to plug your USB cord directly into an outlet that charges that way. If you have a normal charger, then it's fine. They're not going to be able to get it that way. But a USB works to transfer data. So, like, you can plug your phone into your computer to sync, you know, your iTunes accounts up or something like that. So. I don't know exactly how it works, but yeah, wherever you go, don't just use a USB plug. Or bring your own portable charger. They're cheap on Amazon or wherever you want to get one, and you can get three charges out of them. So I take one with me whenever I travel. I take one with me when I go out at night.
Good idea.
That's probably the simplest way to avoid it.
You can also get a condom
Would you stop saying that?
What? No, it's called the USB condom.
I've never heard anyone say that before. I guess that's the actual name. But Victoria's going to be in trouble for putting that in the prep.
I know.
Why did she do that? I think she was just messing with us. She just.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she just wants Doug to say condom.
Let's get her on the phone.
Yeah, let's call her up.
Let's wake her up. She's probably
good idea. Call her up.
And don't stop calling till she answers.
Speaking of getting calls, Jennifer Garner got a call from a very famous person. It's the sweetest story. I want to talk about it when we're continuing. Here's the DVG. Say it again, Doug.
What?
It's the DJV program at 44 after the hour.
This is sponsored by Facebook. The holiday season is the best time to give back to the causes we care about, whether in our own community or across the globe. Giving Tuesday, celebrated on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving in the U.S., is fueled by the power of social media and collaboration. This Giving Tuesday, Facebook will match up to $7 million in donations made on donate buttons and fundraisers on Facebook for U.S. nonprofits. There are over 1 million nonprofits that can fundraise on Facebook, so it's easy to find either a local or national organization to support, and 100% of donations made go directly to the nonprofit. Roya Winner is the communications manager for social impact at Facebook.
You can give back this holiday season and beyond in easy and impactful ways. With Facebook's fundraising tools, you can donate and help any nonprofit with a cause that's close to your heart.
For more, visit facebook.com/fundraisers. That's facebook.com/fundraisers.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
For those of you who like to listen to various programs that I do, the latest podcast from the listeners to the American Family Farmer Show, focusing on the fact that only 12 cents of every Thanksgiving food dollar went to the farmer. 12 cents going to the farmer. The rest of it, you can use your imagination as to where that goes. No wonder our American family farmers are in trouble. So listen to that podcast. Find out what's going on the farm. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You're talking, listening to us talk about the farms and families and food and all that good stuff. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Speaking of families, there's never been a time that I didn't think Jennifer, it's a double negative, so I should say it in a positive way. I didn't think that Jennifer Garner was one of the coolest people in terms of celebrity. And so this is just one more. She, I said to Kara off the air, how bad is it that I'm looking at these pictures and I know the parking garage where she got lost?
I know, and you're telling people where she was.
Yeah, right. It was in the Westfield Mall on Santa Monica Boulevard where she couldn't find a car. It's a huge structure. They're like four levels of parking, and you know how those huge structures, you know, and they all get green lights and red lights. You don't know where the hell your car is. Anyway, so there was, that was all over social media this week. And then apparently she went on Instagram the other day to share a lot of pictures that were taken of her by her assistant when she got a phone call from Mary Poppins.
Cool.
Apparently Julie Andrews was on the podcast with Katie Couric, Next Question, and they were talking about Jennifer Garner because the question came up, who do you think, you know, is the best young actress today? And apparently Julie Andrews thinks Jennifer Garner is. So they called her. And the pictures and the story is so sweet. The last three images of them show her completely collapsed on her couch before she slid off the couch onto the floor while she was talking to Julie Andrews. It's just cute stuff. Nice things from
She's so likable.
She really is lovely. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With Nick Miles, our weekly focus on your cars from Our Auto Expert, his website, OurAutoExpert.com, OurAutoExpert.com. Say that 100 times fast. OurAutoExpert.com is here. We'll talk about your oil changes and what's going on with Audi and the Tesla, that silly, that what in the world? Who would buy? Look at all these people that are buying these Tesla pickup trucks. Ay, ay, ay. Right now, though, time to focus on your next new car. Is that what you're doing? It may not. Well, if you go to Kelley Blue Book, let them show you a few things they've recently named to their 2020 Best Buy Award winners. How about we get the report from Smith & Rao right now?
Following head-to-head testing, evaluation, and data analysis of 2020 model year vehicles, the experts at Kelley Blue Book announced the 2020 Kelley Blue Book Best Buy Award winners. Here's Micah Muzio, managing editor at Kelley Blue Book.
We understand how overwhelming it can be to shop for a new car with so many choices and many brand new names hitting the market every year. That's why we created the awards to help consumers shop confidently by doing the heavy lifting for them.
Starting with the more than 300 new models available for 2020, Kelley Blue Book's annual Best Buy Awards are based on a year-long regimen of expert evaluation and testing of nearly every new vehicle available in America.
For 2020, the all-new Kia Telluride took home top honors as best new model for its impressive combination of innovation and value in one of the hottest segments in the marketplace.
For full results, visit kbb.com/bestbuyawards.
All right, so we have a fan, Nick. I'm sure we have lots of fans. This guy, we have one. We got one fan, Nick Miles.
Is it my mom?
Yeah, no, it's a guy named Larry, who said,
okay.
I very much enjoy your conversation with Nick. It's very informative. I have leased a 2019 S60. What's an S60? Is that a, what's an S60?
Is it a Volvo? Volvo S60.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And He says that the dealers are going to have to change oil for 10,000 miles. It's synthetic oil, but I think that's too long. When should I change my oil? What's is it, 3,000 miles, 10,000? What's the verdict here?
Here's the deal. Newer cars actually go longer without having the oil change. We managed to work it out so the oil doesn't get so polluted in new cars. So, yeah, you should go exactly what the dealer and the manufacturer says. If you always worry about that, there's this little book. I know no one's ever looked at it in their life. It's in the glove box. Yeah. And it's called the manual, and you can look it up in the manual. It'll tell you there just to confirm. So the manual usually has all the information that you'll ever need to know about your car. I know it gets in the way of the maps and the candy and everything else you keep in that in the glove box. But the truth is it does have some useful information in it. And newer cars will go 10,000 miles without an oil change if you use synthetic oil.
Very practical. Audi says they're going to cut thousands of German workers as it shifts its focus to electric cars. So Volkswagen and Audi, they're the same car, basically, aren't they?
Yeah, Volkswagen own Audi, and they own lots of other brands, too, including Lamborghini and a few others. They're cutting a number of jobs because you need less people to actually make electric vehicles. This is all the fallout from the Dieselgate a few years ago. Now that they're not making diesel vehicles anymore, which take a lot of parts, by the way. You know, you have a starter, and you have a fuel this, and a line that, and a cooling this. Well, in an electric vehicle, you don't need all that, so you have a lot less parts in the vehicle, so they're going to need less people to work on these vehicles.
I didn't know they stopped making diesel cars.
Well, they will do.
Really?
They will do altogether, yeah, if they make any more right now. I would have to actually check if it's completely stopped, but the plan is no more diesels for Audi or any of the VW group, but it's all electric replacing that on hybrids.
That's silly. I think diesels are very efficient and very good in cars. My daughter has one of those Volkswagen diesels, and they're 43 miles to a gallon with a stick shift.
Right. I mean, they are especially, the bigger the vehicle you get, diesel makes much more sense. It's just that the flavor of diesel is not very palatable now. It's in the United States because of the diesel scandal. And in Europe, interestingly enough, it's not very palatable because diesel vehicles, the smaller diesel vehicles, put out a lot of smoke. And cities like Madrid are now getting smoked out. So they decided it's maybe better not.
Speaking of electric cars, this electric truck from Tesla. Good God, who would have thought they'd sell 250,000 of those things?
Well, it's a $100 deposit that people have put down. It's fully refundable, so, you know, what have you got to lose? So 250,000 people. I think that's a lot different, by the way, that people put down the money for the Tesla Model 3. I think that was around 400,000 people put the money down, and it was a lot more money then for that. But it's all because of this Ford truck challenge. Let's see if it actually happens.
Ford says, we'll go head-to-head with you and our F-150 pickup trucks. That is an interesting comparative, isn't it? Our Auto Expert.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.